All right, 1380 WPHM. This is an exciting day. Why? Because it's Oberon Day, and we say happy Oberon Day to Larry Bell, the founder of Bell's Beer. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Happy Oberon Day.
And to you, is it too early to start?
It's never too early. I'll tell you what, it sounds like a pretty good idea. I will be enjoying one later today. Definitely some sunshine and an Oberon. That means spring, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, I joke about is it too early, but, you know, we have some great accounts where there's firefighters, hospital workers, those types of folks who get off shift at 7 a.m., and I have been out on this Monday before to enjoy an Oberon with those folks as they get off their shift. It does make for a long day, but, you know, we appreciate the work that they do. And, yeah, you know, it's especially great to have Oberon back this year and spring. And while we might not be able to see everybody we want, we know that we get to see a few people this year and, you know, share that beer experience with our friends a little bit more.
It's been an ongoing theme during this segment as I talk to people that own businesses around the state of Michigan. How's the year been for you? So I'll go ahead and ask you, Larry, what has this year been like at Bell's Beer?
Well, you know, for 2020, so much of our business is in draft beer, which we lost with the closing of the restaurants. But we were able to pivot pretty well and supply packaged beer to folks. The big problem for brewers all around the country is the shortage of cans. So everybody's been dealing with that, brewers, soda manufacturers. You know, aluminum is tight to get because everybody was buying bigger packs, 12 packs, 24 yeah. packs of beer and soda in cans. But I think we're going to be okay. And, you know, right now we just had our busiest shipping week ever in the wow. history of the company last week. So we're feeling good.
Where do you ship to? I mean, I know you're not in all 50 states, and you've had a, you know, kind of a slow and methodical approach to growing this business. But how far and wide does Bell's beer ship?
I think we're in 43 states now. So okay. when you get out west, we're in Southern California, but not Northern California. And, you know, some of the western states, and, of course, not Alaska and Hawaii. But otherwise, you know, we can be found all around. I was just in Arizona, where actually Oberon is year-round in the Valley of the Sun. And let me tell you, I was at the Mesa Country Club at the invite of some friends, and when the beer cart came around and they pulled an Oberon out of the ice, I was just floored. And, of course, I had to enjoy one.
Of course. Of course you did. By the way, I saw an Oberon on NBC a few weeks ago on Saturday Night Live when the Governor Whitmer character was chugging an Oberon. That was pretty cool. Did you know that was going to happen?
Did not know that was going to happen. When it happened before and the character was drinking a different beer, of course, the governor was out there saying, you got the beer wrong. And it's really great to have her be supportive of Michigan-made products. And we thought that was a lot of fun. And, you know, I had heard from the governor on that. Her office arranged for a care package to be sent out to Cecily Strong, the actress. So I think the two of them got a little thing going, but we were happy to comply. And you know, you can't buy advertising like that.
No, you cannot.
And I think the governor takes it all in stride and thinks it's fun. So it's all good. We'll yeah. take it.
I want to talk a little bit more about Oberon. This is a great wheat beer. You know, an orange slice is a nice way to enjoy it. Nice warm summer day is a great time to enjoy an Oberon. How long have you been brewing Oberon? Was this one of the first beers that you launched?
So this is 30 years. We started in 1991 with an Oberon. Originally it was called Soul Sun, and there was a trademark dispute in 96, and we had to change the name. But that, you know, it kind of blows my mind that it's been 30 years making that beer. And when I first made it, you know, sort of a cloudy wheat beer, we made it sorry, experimental, never imagined that the public would take such a shine to it. And it's just, you know, it's really taken off over the years. It's not our number one beer anymore. It was for years. But, for example, in Michigan, now in the summertime, it'll be our number one beer in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And while opening day is a great time to enjoy Oberon, for me, myself, there's some day that I'll be up north somewhere at a restaurant, sitting outside, and have a really fresh Oberon in the sunshine. That's one of my favorites. And my other is in Chicago. I go to Chicago Cubs games, and there's a place called the Ginger Man after the game. That's kind of my watering hole. And the light will reflect off the building across the way and in on your beer and light your beer up. And it's a great drinking experience.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, Larry. That sounds fantastic. Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about a seasonal beer like this is that it does bring up memories of being on the beach, being at a ball game, being at a, you know, an outdoor venue. Absolutely. Such a fun thing. What else is new at Bell's? What else are you working on this year?
Well, we're planning some capital projects and doing some expansion. We'll be putting in another canning line because cans have become so popular. We have a new beer out, a juicy IPA called Juicy Gossip, which is fun. We've been doing a little bit more with variety packs. And then maybe the biggest news for the company is our little brewery in the Upper Peninsula, Upper Hand Brewery, is now selling beer below the bridge. And it had been UP only for 5 years, and they I kind of held them back. And, you know, it's time for them to be able to spread their wings. So, you know, we make Uper, we make UPA, Upper Peninsula Ale, Escanaba Dark Beer. So a number of those beers are now becoming available in the Lower Peninsula, and that's it's really exciting for them. And, you know, we try and celebrate Upper Peninsula culture through beer with that operation.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Larry Bell from Bell's Beer. Today is Oberon Day. It's being launched. You can find it in stores and restaurants and wherever you enjoy adult beverages. One thing I noticed that you're not doing is hard seltzers. That's become the big trend, and you've resisted that so far.
Well, you know, it's not beer. It's fermented sugar and with flavoring, and that's not really why I got into the business. Mm-hmm. You know, we're more strict beer brewers, and there are a million seltzers out there, very crowded space, and just not something that I feel like I want to put my name on at this point in time. And I've always been a beer guy, and I think that's where I'd like to stay.
Well, and you just said something that makes a whole lot of sense, something that you want to put your name on. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, you know, when you're putting your name on a product, you want to make sure it's the absolute best, don't you?
Well, you do. And, you know, we take pride in our selection of our agricultural products, of, you know, our malts and our hops, and we've got leadership positions in the industry for getting those products grown properly and new cultivars. And we find that really, really interesting and, you know, helping support, those folks there. And that's what our interest is in a company. It's not just out there to make whatever bright, shiny new thing comes along. We're in the beer business, and that's where we like to be.
Oh, there you go. And I will raise a glass and toast you, Larry, a little bit later on today when I enjoy an Oberon. Maybe after I get off the air, but we'll wait just a little while.
Yeah, the FCC would appreciate that.
I think so. Larry, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time, and happy Oberon Day.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port here, and that's Larry Bell. Yes, the Larry Bell of Bell's Beer, Oberon being launched today, and that is a sign that spring is here. It's our Made in Michigan Monday segment on WPHM.